no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So as I said, we're going to jumpstart relationships over the next several days, and specifically we're going to talk about attitude. Now, the reason I want to share what I'm sharing with you, I want to give you, again, a little profile as to why. My third divorce just became final, and it's so easy to look super harshly on yourself and the world and love and everything else, and become sullen and dark. And I realize that I have an intention to live another 39 years. So I don't necessarily want to be alone and don't feel that I have to be. And in fact, that I've made some mistakes in the past, I want to learn from them. So when the divorce was final the other day, I sat down and I wrote out, what did I learn about myself? Because I have really, really worked on this. I've spent weekends journaling, asking myself tough questions, looking back on every relationship, examining my parents' relationship and how it was a model for my relationship between my brothers and I, and then ultimately the relationships we have. My brothers have also had multiple relationships that have not gone the long term. And so I want to talk with you very honestly about this, because for two reasons. I was thinking about this morning. Number one, it helps hold myself accountable when I talk about these things. And number two, it helps me remind myself on a much deeper level of these things. And that's what I mean by accountable. So that's actually number one. Number two, is that we all struggle with relationships. I think we are cursed to relate. In my book, Complaint Free Relationships, I talk about this. When the country was closed down for that 2-week period, people were desperate to relate to one another, so much so that if you recall, I played a video of here in Miami or there in Miami, people beating pots and pans out on their balconies every night. They just wanted to connect with other people. They were just, we are desperate for that. People wonder if the meeting industry is going to come back and if professional speaking is going to go back. And the answer is absolutely. But it's not because people are wanting to get together in a room and hear me speak, although it's great when it happens. They want to get together and be with each other. They want to network. People are social animals. So we are cursed to relate. Relate is the key word in relationships. So what I've written down, and these are my actual journal notes. I'm going to flash them quickly. There we go. But anyway, yesterday we talked about belief. And if you believe that relationships end, if you believe that you're not worthy of a relationship, or if you believe that a relationship is going to somehow make you whole, you're in trouble. And that's never going to happen. You need to be whole in and of yourself. You need to believe yourself to be lovable, and you need to believe that relationships can endure even with struggles. I realize that one of the issues with my belief, and I'm, yes, going to revisit yesterday and tie it to today, but yesterday, my belief about relationships was that they do, in fact, always end, and always end nasty. My dad seemed to pick a fight and end up breaking up with every friend in his life, every woman in his life, and my dad would even threaten to never speak to us again many times. So my dad, I'm not wanting to paint my dad as a bad person. My dad was a wounded child who never healed. And this was the way he was expressing himself. So one of the things that I realized was that a successful relationship, and I wrote this down, happy relationships are both attitudinal and behavioral. Attitude. Here's what I said. The story you tell yourself about the other person is one of compassion, because we all have flaws and shortcomings. No matter how together, attractive, happy, or smart they appear, each of us is flawed, uncertain, and self-critical. We need love, understanding, and and a willingness to smile, shrug, and let go of idiosyncrasies. My heart is pounding, I realize, as I read that, because I'm reading directly from my own journal notes to myself. And by the way, none of these things are things that I would hit myself up against the wall and say, hey, idiot, you totally screwed up in this department. I think I did pretty well, actually, looking back. And I'm certainly improving because my choice is to improve. And I want to talk with you about this idea of attitude, because the word attitude, I asked you know who here, my assistant next to me from Amazon, earlier, and I asked, what is attitude? And it basically, the definition is how you orient your mind. So how you orient your mind in relationships, that's what's important. What does that mean? Focusing on the long term, not the little things. Everybody is going to say and do stupid, little, forgetful things. I realized this morning, here's one of my idiosyncrasies, because I did it. I got up this morning at 6, did my thing as usual, walked around, went through the kitchen. I was like, why is every cabinet in the kitchen open and half the drawers? Who does this? The answer is me. And I'm sure that is difficult to be around when you're the other person. And yet, sometimes you sit back and you smile and you let it go. The attitude is overcoming that hedonic adaptation we talk about. And that is our natural to notice and appreciate things and experience things even less over time. People who have dogs that smell and they don't notice it, but when you walk in, you go, whoa, that's hedonic adaptation. That first kiss that blows your mind, and then a year, 5 years later, they're just great kisses. That's hedonic adaptation. We are going to experience those things. What we have to do is focus long term. Where are you orienting your mind? What do you want? What do you want? And that's a good question to ask, because once you answer that question, attitude is not then comparing the other person to where they are and are not meeting your needs. Let me say that again. Attitude is not then comparing yourself or comparing the other person to how they are not meeting your needs. It is about getting your needs met yourself. Getting your needs met. If you need more compliments, if you need more friendship, it's about making friends. If you need more exercise, it's about getting more exercise. It's about not putting the pressure on that other person, but finding it within yourself, and also realizing that that other person, no matter how they look, no matter how they think. I thought about this the other day at the Caribbean Club. I was paddleboarding by the Caribbean Club. And sitting out on the dock was your absolute 100% Harley riding biker badass. Dude was all tatted up, big guy wearing a denim jacket with the sleeves torn off and everything, badass sunglasses, big bushy beard, drinking a beer. And I thought to myself, you know what? I know a number of those guys, and they're every bit as uncertain, insecure, everything else. And often, many ways, they're doing it to show that they're not. It's a way of distracting from the fact that they're every bit as sensitive as the rest of us. So, and I do it myself, by the way. So, our attitude needs to be one of accepting the flaws and idiosyncrasies of someone else. The fact that they, now it's okay to remind me, by the way, or to let me know, hey, you let left the cabinets open. And a good attitude is someone who goes, wow, I got to be careful about that. I didn't even realize I did that. A negative attitude is, oh yeah, well, you do this. Or a negative attitude is, you're right. I always do stuff like that. So I love your responses. Thank you so much. I love the fact that Jerome said it has to do with posture and bearing. A good attitude is indeed a smile. The smile that you put out into the world. My definition, my favorite definition, I'm going to leave you with this, Earl Nightingale, used to say that you can tell whether or not you have a good attitude by the way the world is treating you. Well, that is never more true than in relationships. You can tell how good your attitude is by how the relationship is treating you. There's always an opportunity. Remember, we're cursed to relate. We're always going to be drawn to other people, which means we're always going to be ideally sanding down our rough edges, or we can just keep changing people. I don't know about you, but I want to get it right. I want to sand down my edges. And I hope you do too. I'm sure you do. That's why you're here with me today. Anybody have any parting observations or comments? Thank you so much for being here with me. Thanks for joining me and Teddy Bear. We're going to continue this very honest look. And tomorrow we're going to talk about behavior. Today we talked about attitude. Tomorrow we're going to talk about behavior in relationships. This was something that I never saw as a child. This was something that was never modeled for me. The preconception was that you're my family. I get to behave really, really, really nasty in front of you, and you have to take it. Bull. Bull. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Good morning, says Lynn. Late again, I will rewatch and comment later. Busy with the grandkids this morning. There are far worse things to be busy with. I remember once, about this time last year, I was busy with an exploded pipe in my bathroom. Don't have to worry about that down here in the Keys. In fact, I'll tell you the truth, I'm wearing my bathing suit right now. You really helped me this morning, John. Awesome, my friend. It just touches me that you're here with me. So thank you so much. I've always admired you so much. So remember, attitude is how you orient your mind. You're the one doing the orienting. If you think you've got attitude issues, you need to do it differently. And you know the way I look at it is, think of one of those potter's wheels, those big stone things that weigh hundreds of pounds that they kick, right? Well, it takes a lot of kicking to get that son of a gun going in one direction, and then it gets going and it's hard to stop. And if your attitude is negative, it's hard to stop, but you got to start kicking it the other way, little by little by little. And if you do, you'll ultimately get it to neutral and can start kicking it back and making it go in the direction you want. It's your attitude. Love it. Thank you, Will, says Jennifer. Love you all. We're going to meditate in 5 minutes. I look forward to joining the people in the complaint-free meditation group there in just a few. And I hope you are going to have a wonderful Thursday. You know why? Because you deserve it. Keep thinking that. That's a good attitude. Love you all. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high. Creating a complaint-free world, no more.